Morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose, to visit with the owner and general manager. Joining us on the ticket hotline is Jerry Jones. Morning, Jerry.
Let's go, Rangers. Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah, let's not focus on the Cowboys. It's Ranger time. Matter of fact, I'm trying to convince Major League Baseball to move one of them games over to Cowboy Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's much better for baseball than the spare ballpark.
I don't know if the Rangers will go for that.
I don't know if you can play baseball.
We got a dome stadium.
Yeah, but it's not made for baseball, though.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Of course, every fly ball hit that big old veggie board. Well, let's go ahead and bring on Wade. I'm sure the Cowboy fans wants him to do a little explaining or two. Wade, you there?
Sorry, Jerry.
Morning, Coach.
Hi, Craig.
Wade, listen.
Yeah.
We're 1-5. Mm. Pressure's now off. I think it's time we all just relax, and I know that I'm just going to do something that I've always enjoyed doing, and that's publicly berate you.
All right, Jerry.
Oh, man. Coach is taking it hard.
Listen, wait.
Yeah.
Stop crying.
All right. I'm fine.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes.
Okay.
To tell me why I should keep you around. 2 minutes.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Jerry. I'm a hard worker. I'm clean. Shower once a week.
God.
I'm loyal. I've always been loyal to you, Jerry. I like cookies. I know a lot about sharks. Now, I can pan fry some chicken on you, Jerry. And I know all the words to deepen the eyes of Texas.
Deep in the heart?
Yeah. And I don't wear underwear. And that's about it.
You still have 1 minute, wait.
I like saltwater taffy. I can work on lawnmowers. Damn, Jerry, this is too much pressure.
That's the worst. That is the worst pleading for a head football coach job I've ever heard.
I didn't know I was going to be doing that this morning, Jerry. You just put me on the spot.
Listen, you have some explaining to do because the Giants kicked our ass.
You know, Jerry, you keep acting like this is a horrible loss. You see what we did, Jerry? You see all those points we piled up? We had more first quarter points and more fourth quarter points than they did.
Oh, boy.
We doubled their amount of quarterbacks in the game, Jerry. And as Brian even scored 3 touchdowns for us, not them. What's wrong with that, Jerry?
Wade, listen. That's just looking at some weird, perverted silver lining that doesn't help us out any. You're on the chopping block, Wade.
Oh, I am? Well, that's good, Jerry. Why don't you just fire me and bring in Dave Campo? I understand he has a lot more experience in losing football games around here than I do.
Hey,
are you choking on it, Jerry?
I am. Just choked up a little bit.
Yeah?
I want to know how you're going to inspire this team.
Well, I thought I might start inspiring them with some sports quotes, Jerry. My favorite one is, winning is not everything that you can do every day. Wait, what was it, Jerry? Winning isn't everything.
Winning is the only thing.
I thought you messed that up.
It's one of the most famous sports quotes ever.
Well, here's my favorite sports quote. I thought I'd lay this on them today, Jerry. Guys, I know we lost the game, but if this is the worst thing to happen to us, but I'd say we've all had pretty good lives.
That's not going to inspire you, believe me. Wait.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's wrong with this team? I want your honest opinion.
Well, Jerry, I don't think it's too hard to figure out. We're 1-5. I think we just suck.
No, come on. Be more specific here.
You really want my opinion, Jerry?
Yes.
You want my opinion what's wrong with this football team?
Yes.
I think, Jerry, that Jerry the owner needs to fire Jerry the GM.
Oh, God.
There you go.
One of the most tired sports radio points of all time.
There you go.
Well, how about Wade, the head coach, needs to fire Wade, the defensive coordinator?
That's pretty funny, Jerry. How about this one? Jerry, the hairdresser, needs to fire Jerry, the toupee wearer.
How about Wade's belly needs to fire Wade's mouth.
Okay, you guys.
You're so much better at debating than me, Jerry. Damn it.
Hang up the phone, Wade.
Bye.
Wow, that was abrupt.
Doesn't look good for Wade.
Doesn't sound like they're getting along.
No, doesn't look good for Wade now as they drop to 1-5.